Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. This is the eighth shiur of Siyata Dishmaya in the sugya of Taras Chasanim and Shir. We saw the Rambam, numerous kashas in the Rambam, that the Rambam doesn't stem with the sugya, and that we are miyashiv the Rambam in the previous shiur, Siyata Dishmaya, in the seventh shiur. And now we are continuing on. Again, based on the Torah, Brain of Rabbeinu, Agon Agadol, Mufla Ben Mufla, Rav Manzat Zal. The Yosir Shlomer B'mashenoktu HaKrov HaMishnas Isur B'yayin. The Pasuk says, when it asks Shir, it says, B'shir lo yishtu yayin. So that's the Pasuk, and the Mishnah brings that. Batal Mishib, Batal Samhedrin, Batal Shir. Afal Pi, Shabakli Shir, Misvara Pashitasu Bechol Gavna. But when it comes to instruments, in other words, the Pasuk that talks about the Isser Dafka in the context of wine, of singing with wine. When you're dealing with instruments, as we said in the previous year, it's Pashit Misvara that it's going to be Usser no matter what. You don't need to come onto the wine. That's the high level Simcha when they're instruments. So you don't need to come onto the wine to Asr Shir. Asr Shir with wine, you only need to put the peh. But with instruments, it's pashut that it's Asr B'chol Gavna, even without wine. So why does the Pasuk, why do the Pasuk in the Mishnah talk about wine? The Omnam, Lelei Akra De'al Tismach. If not for the Pasuk of Tismach, it's all Gil Ka'amim, which we saw in the Gemara. Asr's. What it looks like anyway, the maskana. Because it says, but the shir lishtu yayin is only for the kli. But you might think pez mutter. So come ashmalan, al tismach yisrael gil ka'amim, but even the pez aser. So if not for the pasav al tismach yisrael gil ka'amim, val kochach mavur b'chad b'shir lo yishtu, uba mishnah talab b'bitz mishto, shein yisrael b'yayin, if not for the pasav, about tismach yisrael gil ka'amim, you know what I would have learned the pasuk of Shir Lo Yishtu Yayin? I would have said that it's talking about wine. That you're all, it's only usher to have music when there's wine. That's without the pasuk about Tismach Yisrael Gil Ka'amim. Because what do you see in the pasuk? You only see in the pasuk wine. Shir Lo Yishtu Yayin. So it usher Shir with Yayin. So if not the pasuk of Tismel Gil Ka'amim, you would think that it's dafka yayin. Aval pasuk agilui mikro de al tismach. But after the gilui from the pasuk about Tismel Gil Ka'amim, that even the pez also mitzak klei shir, right? That's what Gemara says. Aval the pumashar, you might think that the pez mutter. So kamash melan al tismach esol gil ka'amim, that the pez aser. Why is bepez aser? The pez aser, like we saw in the previous shir, because when you sing in a bass mishdeh, that becomes a musical instrument. Your mouth is a musical instrument. That's what it is in a bass mishdeh. When you're having a party, the mouth, as we spoke about in the previous shir, to be miyashiv the Rambam, the mouth turns into a musical instrument. So all musical instruments are aser, and that includes the mouth. So after we have the altismach yisrael gil ka'amim, what's the pasuk asering? The pasuk is asering song that brings to simcha. What song that brings to simcha? Any klishir. Any klishir is going to be aser because it brings to simcha, and that's going to include peh because the peh is also a klishir. And as we said, when is a peh klishir? A peh is only a klishir where there's yayin. Therefore, the Maskana Segemara, Al Tismach Asr's musical instruments, and it also Asr's Peh, it's Ad Klishir. Because when Peh goes with Yayin, that's the Klishir. So we're Asr'ing instruments, Bechlal, like the Rambam says. The Rambam says, instruments are Asr Bechlal, because of Al Tismach Yisrael Gil Ka'amim, and then B'shir Lo Yishtu Yayin, that's talking about any type of musical instrument. Because Orcha de Milsa is that there's going to be yayin, but it's going to answer musical instrument without yayin. Orcha de Milsa is that there's yayin. But without yayin, it's going to be usher if it's a musical instrument. And if it's not a musical instrument, then it's going to be usher bepeh with yayin, like we spoke about in the previous year. Peh with yayin, that turns into the peh becomes a musical instrument. So after the gilei of the pasuk, atitz meisol gil ka'amin, without that pasuk, what would you have said? That it's only usher b'yayin. If it's about tismach, you see, you don't need yayin necessarily. And even bepeh is going to be usher mitzav klishir. Mashenemar b'mishnah shabatol ashir mibeis hamishtaros hakavanai lebitul gomor shegam bepeh usher. When it says in the Mishnah that batul shir mibeis hamishtaros, that means that there's a complete bitul. What does it mean, a complete bitul? That even bepeh is usher. Batul ashir mibeis hamishtaros, even bepeh. It's bitul gamur, not only instruments but even peh. Zelmanam lek el bebeis mishtos, and that's only in a party house. If there's wine, only there's bitul gamur, because outside, since it's mutter bepeh, there's not a bitul gamur of shir because you're allowed to sing outside. And therefore, tu ein tzarich lefarish lehedish asur in klei shir gam shelo bebeis mishtos. We no longer have to explain explicitly that klei shir are usur, even not in a party house. Why not? Shemimeli yeshnam bechala iser depeh beveis hamishtal shena wasel mishum shali deiz avale klei shir. Because memela klei shir is included in the iser of peh beveis mishtals. Again, like we said in the previous year. Why is Pebbe Beis Mishtel Zasser? Because it's a clay shear. In the mail, you don't have to explicitly answer clay shear. You don't have to explicitly answer instruments. Because you're answering Shira Bepeh, out's instrument. Once you're answering shir b'peh, it's instrument with wine. Once you're answering that, because it's like an instrument, because then your peh turns into an instrument when there's wine involved. So then you no longer have to answer klei shir. Shelo b'beis mishtos, because that's included in the answer of peh b'beis mishtos, which is only answer because it's a klei shir. It's an instrument, so male all instruments are answer. Because of course an instrument is answer because it's an instrument, even if it's not aliyah. So it's all explained in the pasuk of Bashir al Yishtu Yayin. And in the Mishnah it said the Yisra on Beis Mishtos. That's really all you need. But without the pasuk, what would you have said? You would have said it's only Yisra al Yayin. Once you have the pasuk, Al Tisman Sol Gil Ka'amim, we see that the Yisra is, even without wine, just the Simcha, Al Tisman Sol Gil Ka'amim, that it's Asr B'peh. Why? Because you now have Klei Shir. And the peh is considered a klei shir. So that it says batul ashir mibeis mishtos, it's telling us there's going to be no shir at all, even the peh. That's only with wine. There's only going to be bitul gamur with wine. Because outside your peh isn't considered an instrument. But with the shir, with the yayin, the peh is considered an instrument. In the mail, you don't need to tell you explicitly that that instruments are usher. If that's included in the Yisr B'peh. Alayayin. So you don't need any pasuk at all to tell you that there's an Yisr with an instrument. Because once we have the Gilui of Al Tismach Yisrael Gil Ka'amim, that tells you that the peh is asur mitzat kli shir, so then it's pashut that kli shir itself is asur. So it's really one isur. These two psukim are telling you one isur. Mishir lo yishtu yayin, if that would be alone, you would say it's only Asir Bebeis Mishtaos, if Yayin, but after the Gila or Tisra Asil Gil Kahamim, that Pez Asim Mitzat Klishir, so that tells you that Vishir Lo Yishtu Yayin is talking about Pez well, and not only as well, but it's only talking about Peh. Because by Peh there's Simcha, it's considered a Kli Zemer, as long as there's wine involved. And once you determine that it's Asir Mishim Kli Zemer, because there's wine involved, merely you don't need a Pasuk for regular Kli Zemer. As the Gemara says, you may have him in Adli Zemer Demana. If this would have been Shalei Yishtu Yayin, you would have said that Dafka Kli Zemer. Abba the Pumashar Ben Ap Pepe Bepez Mutter, it's Kamash Mishal Yishtu Yayin. That Bepez Asir, but why is Bepez it? Pez Asir, Ats Kli Zemer. In the Mela, you don't need a pasuk anymore for Klei Zemer. There's also Ralph Klei Zemer when there's wine involved. And we see this in the Lashon of the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, and Sif Gimel. The Chengal Shoshan Agam Klei Shir, they made Xerah not to be Menagim Klei Shir. B'chol Minei Zem, B'chol Mashmiya Kol Shal Shir, Asir L'smoch, B'am Basir L'shom B'nei Churban. Now to be Menagim with instruments, and all types of zemer and anything that makes noise of music is aser. To be joyful with it, and you're not allowed to hear it because of the korban. Afilu shir v'palayayin asura, and even shir v'palayayin is forbidden. As it says, Mishir lo yishtu yayin. So it's mefurish that the Rambam is told of the Isser of Klei Shir al nagin behem. The Isser is the nigan, the shimish, and how they use this Klei. The Rambam explained what type, kol minei zemer, kol mashmiei kol. Because since the Isser is on Klei Shir, the Rambam tells us all the types of kelim are Isser. That's the Isser, all types of kelim. The Rambam writes a lesson of Asur L'smoch Bem, Asur L'shoman, Asur L'smoch Bem V'L'shoman. Hopefully we'll see. So now we understand what's mashmin the Rambam from his lesson in the Shulchan Aruch and Tziv Gimel, that Klishir is Asur B'chol Gavni. Klishir is Asur in every case. The Rambam doesn't say it's Daf Gali Yayin. It's a B'filu Shir B'pala Yayin is Asur. Not like we said, Alt's instrument. But the singing, but instruments are asri without wine. And shir b'peh is only asri al yayin. And the Rambam adds, v'kar nogu kol yisrael omer divrei sishbachos shir shel hodos lekel v'kyotzim al yayin. It has ever become accepted custom among the entire Jewish people to recite praise, songs of thanksgiving, and the like to Hashem over wine. So what's the difference? The difference is that when you talk about Klei Shir, it's asur even to sing to Hashem his praises. And Shir B'Yayin, it's mutter if you're singing Hashem his praises. When it comes to Klei Shir, it's asur b'chol gavni. When it comes to Klei Shir, when it comes to vocal, alayayin, it's mutter if you're singing Hashem to Hashem's praises. And it's explicit like that in the Orchis Chaim. The Zimmer Demana, Hanu B'Klei Shir, Lola Masir B'Chol Mach, Mufil Dei Shvachat Shalak Kadosh Baruch Hu. If it's instruments, it's Asir to praise Hashem. And it's Asir Midivrei Kabbalah, Tizmar Yisrael, Gil Ka'amim. And Divrei Kabbalah is Kedivrei Torah. So he says explicitly that it's Asir if it's a Klei Zemer. Even if you're praising Hashem, but if it would be wine, Shir Aliyah, it would be Mutter if you're praising Hashem. The Meiri says, no. Even instruments are Mutter if it's praising Hashem. Kol Minei Zemer Asun Asun Chasol Asol Lachayim L'Shem Yisbarach Shabbat Hashem Yisbarach Adar Kalas Rosh Yisanik Miminim Achol Nishta Asur L'Shem L'Shta Sheyabo. בין שנעשה זמר בפרק שיר, בין בשירה על הפה. מכל מקום, כל שיש בו שרח ותהיל השם יתברך גם פיוט ומזמור, מותר. So, the Meiri is explicit that if you're praising Hashem, it's mutter, sai, ala, bepeh, and sai, klei zemer, he writes explicitly klei zemer. Ben shenasi zemer beklei shir, ben shir ala peh, it's always mutter, as long as you're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you do it derech pritzus, then it says, al tismach yisrael gil ka'ami. But if it's done l'shabech at Hashem, it's mutter, and so is the mashmos of the Ramah, וכן לצורך מצווה גם בעצם חוסן מקהל הכל שרי, הכל זמן שמבין בפה בין בכלי. So what's the time of Machlokas? The Ram Shulchan Aruch holds, the praise of Hashem is only mutter al yayin, and the Meiri holds it's mutter even bekli zemer. So it could be that the Shitas and Das HaRamam that the Yisra Shem is bekli shir, but that's how we define the Yisra according to the Ramah. You're not allowed to use an instrument. So it doesn't matter what shear it is, unless it's for Simchas Chasim Mikala, then it's a mutter. Since it's also with clay shear, it doesn't matter what type of shear. Rak with Pashari, Mishim Shekol Shalom Yerpiutim Tilas Lashem, Gam Hu B'Mishtayayin, Ena Pevach Hagab Nasek Clay Shear Olu Pashal Amir Shear Tilas Lashem. So, you're not allowed to use any instruments. The only thing is when you're saying Hashem's praise, your mouth doesn't have a gather of an instrument. Your mouth has a gather of saying praises of Hashem, and therefore it's permitted. So the Yisr is Klei Shir. In your mouth, when you're singing over wine, it's called the Klei Shir. When you're saying Hashem's praise, it's not called the Klei Shir, and therefore it's Mutter. But instruments are Asr because there's a blanket Isr on Klei Shir. And instruments are instruments no matter what. You're not allowed to use instruments. You're not allowed to use klei shir. So whatever you're using the instruments for, they're still called klei shir. But your mouth is only called a klei shir when it's not singing the praise of Hashem. It's singing the praise of Hashem. It's called a mouth that's singing the praise of Hashem. But according to the Meiri, that the Isser is only b'shir sheyeshno b'minei machal v'mishteh. So the Iker Isser is on the simcha. It's just on the party. There's food, there's drink. The Yisr is the party. But if it's l'shabeach as Hashem, then it's mutter, sai, instruments and sai your mouth. Simcha v'Hashem lo nesra. And that's also going to be Shittas Rashi and Tosis we spoke about in earlier Shirim. And therefore the Ramah, Paskins like Rashi and Tosis, that only b'mishtayayin klishir is aser. And we saw that was Shittas Rashi and Tosfos. And klei zemer only aser b'mishtayayin. So he writes that l'tzorach mitzvah, everything is mutter. Why? Because l'tzorach mitzvah, it's not forbidden simcha. When is it forbidden simcha? When it's mitoch machal mishta, musical instruments mitoch machal mishta. But if it's to praise Hashem, if it's the tzorach mitzvah, then it's mutter. Sigh instruments, sigh with your mouth. But according to the Rambam, the Yisra Hashem is b'klei shir, and that's always going to be Yisra Hashem for shir is tzachas brachas l'Hashem. And your mouth, if it's aliyayin, is considered a klei zemer. So it's going to be Asr. However, if you're singing shiras with the Shbachas Hashem, then it's not a, your mouth doesn't have a gather of shiri. Your mouth has a gather of saying shiras with the Shbachas, and therefore it's permitted. Okay, Rabbi said we still have Mamet Shabel to talk about. So please stay tuned, and we'll see more in the flow. Shalom, shalom, students, friends.